And we are back. Of course, you were listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you were listening to Colonel Abrams. I thought this was apropos in light of what we were just talking. His song, Make a Difference.
Oh, nice.
Very odd for us to be positive. But there's somewhere.
Yeah, really.
Hey, yeah.
You know, as far as talk radio go shows, we're actually one of the more positive shows when you think about it. But, yeah, so on the break, I said terrible things about bikers in lieu of Pip's husband's experience. And then we talked about the positiveness of positive thinking.
Yes.
And how important it is.
Yes.
And then we looked at each other going, is this really us talking about this?
Yeah, really. Let's go save a kitten.
Well, no.
Yes, let's do it.
No, not let's, for another 2 hours.
Let's do.
No, now it's back to what we normally do.
Oh, all right then.
Negativity announcement.
So when we were in Allentown securing the room, deciding if we were going to be there, we were hanging out, the three of us and Diva Donnie. And I don't know how it came out, but we were just at dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 845-986-8804. Pip, put it in the chat room. 845-986-8804. No, don't write it down.
Because I can't remember.
She's writing it down,
so she
can know to put it in the chat.
Christ, she hears me say it every week.
I know, and you know what? Doesn't compute.
Anyway. So, I don't know how this bit came up.
Well, I said, well, you know, about something. I said, well, you know, bitches be crazy. And Donnie said, that sounds like a bit.
And now
and
it is.
Said, and now okay, it now is. Do it. And I said, okay, there's homework over dinner.
All right. So what this bitches be crazy is, what this bit is, Pip or anybody, Pip just did this week, will find crazy women, girls, ladies, in the news. You guys can do it and submit it to us if you want to. We can submit them. We'll can do that. And then there's 5 degrees, I believe. 5 degrees of...
5 degrees of crazy.
5 degrees of crazy. So I'm going to play the intro. Then Pip is going to explain the 5 degrees of crazy. And then we will hear the story. And again, I hope you guys enjoy this intro. I know I did. I thought Joe did some good work. I think this really could be the future of Joe's musical direction.
Somewhere.
Bitches be crazy. 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 Bitches be crazy.
So much been said with so little.
I like the little yo. Yeah.
Would you agree that's some of Joe's finest work today?
I like that.
Thank you.
Kudos, sir. Very good.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Roland Beast, the V20, and the Korg X50.
It was so funny. When I listened to it, it was laugh out loud funny. I had to play it for the wife.
That is very funny.
So I enjoyed that. Now I'm hoping the bit lives up into it.
A little too much pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
Everybody's got to cringe a little bit. I don't have nothing to do with this bit. So if it's great, it's all on Joe and Pip.
This is what happens. See, we're talking about leaders. This is when the leader delegates.
That's what a leader does.
And then and he gives it a brilliant setup like, this might be a pile of crap, but listen and see.
I don't think
awesome.
It's gonna, I don't you think like, it's going to be a pile
like
of crap.
He's like a bad MC when you're doing a guest spot.
Thank you.
This guy has been doing he's going to come in. He stopped in. He's going to try some jokes.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for 17 years.
I know, right?
Well, she is going to try this.
All right.
I mean, I gave her no guidance. I don't know the story. I don't know the categories. So give us the categories. 1 to 5. 5 being the craziest bitch.
5 being crazy.
Now,
crazy.
These are celebrity categories.
These are readily recognizable people. Everybody will know who these people are.
All right.
Are.
Start with number 1, being the least crazy.
Number 1. Jocelyn Wildenstein / Tanning Mom.
Okay.
That's the what you see is what you get kind of crazy.
Tanning Mom is number 1.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Because that's
Jocelyn
a pretty crazy bitch.
And Tanning Mom.
Yeah,
well, it's the same person, right?
No. They're two different people.
Well, I don't know who the hell
Jocelyn Wildenstein is the one who's had so much plastic surgery to look like a cat. You've seen that picture.
See, that's what you need to tell us.
Because you say Jocelyn Wildenstein. Who are you? You play Mahjong with?
Does she go to my temple? I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
See, now, if you read the kind of crazy gossip stuff I read.
But we don't.
Everybody knows.
But we don't.
Okay,
not everybody goes to Jezebel.com every 5 minutes.
All right, well, I just explained it.
Yeah, that's... All right, so all going right. Forward, it's plastic surgery to look like Cat Lady
yes.
/ tanning mom. All right, that's
number one.
That's pretty freaking crazy for number one. Okay.
All right.
The bar is set high.
But this is where you can see it coming.
All right.
Then there's Lindsay Lohan, kind of crazy. The look, ma, I'm a drunken, druggy whore, kind of crazy.
Mm.
This is unpredictable behavior.
Okay. Yeah, you go. All right.
That's number two.
Then there's, in a similar vein, but just stepping it up a little bit, Britney Spears. Head shaving meltdown, kind of crazy.
Now, is Britney crazy?
I mean, stabbing at you with umbrellas.
Britney's kind of gotten it together.
She has.
However, with that in mind, now, do we put Miley Cyrus into that same Britney kind of crazy thing?
I don't think so.
Really?
She's just showing her vagina, and that's good, clean fun, Joe.
Yes, exactly. She has not had a meltdown. She has not been incarcerated.
So basically,
or
what Pip is saying, once somebody's head looks like yours, then it's crazy.
Well, didn't she have sort of a meltdown last summer?
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Not as much as Britney, though. Not as much as Britney.
No, Britney.
I would think flat out deputy.
When you've gotten a 51-50 hold, then you're certified.
But who's
crazy.
Crazier, Lohan or Britney?
It's kind of
a because Britney's gotten it together. Lohan continues to throw her career away.
This is true.
Yeah, I think that's the edge.
So, I think we got to flip-flop.
You think you got to flip-flop? This is the only one that I was not sure about.
I think Britney's two, Lohan's three.
Okay, so Britney is like cray-cray, but she got it together, and Lohan's still off on a limb someplace.
Yeah, because, you know, Britney could still book a project, do it, and kind of turn in half-decent work. Where Lohan can't book a project.
And when she had the reality show and she's like getting shit faced on it. So yeah.
And she's like screwing up with Oprah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's crazy.
All right, so we'll switch those two. That's bad.
Listen, you can smoke crack, you can shave your head, but you don't screw with Oprah. Everybody knows that.
Good point.
Okay. Then I don't think that they'll be.
Now, if Oprah was a biker, I never would have said those terrible things.
Yes, you would. Now.
All right, so now number four.
Number four, I don't think there can be any dispute that this is higher than the other ones. Courtney Love. Sloppy, big mouth, embarrassing to her family crazy.
She's not in the news as much anymore.
I know, but you know what? She has made
her place.
She has
alienated her daughter.
She's made her place in the pantheon of nuts. You can't
say
no.
And you want to know something, and here's where she has the edge. If she goes on a show or does something, the chances for Britney has the odds of maybe showing up late or maybe out of it or something like that. Britney now will show up ready to do the gig.
Right.
Courtney Love, still batshit crazy.
I heard Courtney Love on the Award and Al show, friends of our show, several months ago.
Yeah.
And they did a good interview, but it was very uncomfortable. Well, you could tell she was out of her gourd.
She did say she was on Opie and Anthony probably about a year ago. And she was a little nutty.
Well, did you see her on that
Didn't she
roast?
Used to throw stuff at her fans?
Well, no, she was throwing stuff at Madonna when she was getting interviewed on MTV.
She was chucking stuff up at her.
Then they dragged her up there, and she's like, big hot mess.
Well, the whole thing.
A live interview.
She was pretty much for the punk movement. Mm-hmm. out in Seattle,
right?
Stuff like that. Same like
the grunge movement.
Well, no, not really.
No, sorry. Music's died.
Because basically,
Sid and Nancy died.
Punk was like Dave Grohl.
Yeah, Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious. Yes, okay. But the precursor of punk, which a lot of these grunge guys were, those guys were heavy duty into punk.
Yeah,
you know, Dave Grohl and Kurt Cobain and stuff like that. Obviously, Courtney Love. A lot of those bands coming out of L.A. and heading up to Seattle and stuff like that. Those were punk bands.
Yes, absolutely.
So do we agree? Attitude. Because Courtney is still showing up to interviews completely bombed out of her gourd after all of her history, and she's much older than these other women.
Well, I didn't think that.
So she's crazier than you.
But the criteria wasn't necessarily are they crazy now. Did they land up on the pantheon of crazy?
Right, but I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. Like we said, where Britney actually got her shit together.
Right.
Lohan and Courtney have not.
Lohan is making an attempt to. Britney has. Courtney Love? No, not really.
She was on this one of those roasts. I think it was for
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, it was for Pamela Anderson, and she was so screwed up.
You know,
she was crazy for a while.
Roseanne was crazy for a while.
Yeah, she was. She admitted she was nuts.
Yeah.
But here's now. This is not an actual,
The creme de la crazy.
And I think this is the one.
All right.
It's not a celebrity.
Okay. Well, he was number one.
Yeah. Glenn Close's character in Fatal Attraction. Lock the door. She's a bunny boiler crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's...
I mean, when you're going to kill the Easter Bunny, there's issues.
when you're killing the family pet...
The Emerald Shrew got eggs.
Yeah, no, she was terrible.
Yeah, that's a level up.
Yeah, that,
all right, we can live with we can live with the
one.
Character.
That's
I don't know
one.
The character's name.
I don't know the character's name.
You might have wanted to research that, but yeah, we can live with.
Nobody knows the character's name.
Nobody knew who the hell the Jewish woman you mentioned was, but you thought we did.
Estelle Schwartz. She plays mahjong. Every day.
She cheats all the time. Estelle. It's crazy. Don't you know Estelle? Yeah.
Tom says, which one of Roseanne's multiple personalities said she was crazy?
Roseanne actually has her own list of five, each one of her personalities.
Yeah, so Lisa agrees with me. Yes, scary crazy.
All right. This her, is good. And we can swap it right. out if somebody comes in later on. But I like this as the inaugural crazy list.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody else like shows their ass on TMZ, I'm perfectly willing to slot them into one of those categories.
Now, for these stories, because I said the listeners can submit if they want us to do it one week.
Yes, please.
It could be somebody you've encountered in your life.
Yeah. Oh, they could be
you
real
could
stories.
You just obviously got to tell them. You can't tell us Beatrice Hinkelstein just because. We're going to need
Beatrice Hinkelstein.
We're going to need to know what she did that was so crazy.
But come on. All the Hinkelsteins are nuts.
I know, but then you kind of got to deduct points because you expect it from the Hinkelsteins.
Yeah, but the Hinkelsteins is that house that you avoid on Halloween, you know?
Sure.
I mean, everybody knows
they're
that.
Giving away pennies in baseball
cards. Oh, that was guaranteed, and your house is going to look like an omelet in the morning.
But yeah, if you guys have a story, you can message us on Davin's Den at Facebook, or you can email me at davin@davincomedy.com. If you know something comes up in your life, or you see something in the news that you want us to consider for the list, we'll be happy to do that. But let's get this. I'm intrigued. Now, before we start, where do you personally feel this person's going to wind up on your list? Because you're the only one who knows the story.
I didn't think I was going to do that because I wanted you guys to judge where they fell on
no,
the
no,
list.
No, but just before, where do you think? Just so we have an idea of how crazy.
Well, if we're going to judge, why don't we get her opinion after we...
I didn't
want
to predispose you to my way of thinking. Now, just yeah,
right, right.
Listening and...
Because so we can attack it.
No.
Oh, yeah. Like the way the show always goes.
Yes, exactly. We can attack your efforts. I give you no
Stop
credit.
It. That was our leader with positivity.
Yeah, here's the positivity.
I'm back!
Oh, Christ.
Enough of that bullshit. Who was that guy? You all suck.
You should have wore a cardigan during that.
Yeah, really.
Don't tell them. They think I did. Yeah. A cardigan and a thong. That's how I dress for this show.
It's a beautiful day in the fucking neighborhood.
Yeah. All right. So give us the inaugural The Bitches Be Crazy.
All right. This is a story that I think would hit close to the heart of your pal, Anthony.
It's a youngster.
No. No. You'll see why. Crazed woman attacks man for flying camera drone over public beach in Connecticut.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, 2012
version of Anthony.
So, first, Andrea Mears called police on a man for flying his remote control quadcopter, whatever the hell that is, over a public beach in Connecticut. Then when the police...
Hold on. Can ant clones go that far?
Yeah.
Okay.
That quadcopter's got four propellers. Two in the front, two in the back.
Thank you.
Quadcopter.
Okay.
No, I mean, can he get from Long Island
to Connecticut?
He's got so much money, he's probably got like a refueling copter halfway there.
He's got a refueling...
They can go. I don't know if it'll make it across the sound, but those things can go.
If one can go to Connecticut, Kumi's probably got one.
He had that thing up, just a quick story, he had that thing up so high one day, over the compound is the jet lanes to land at JFK.
Oh, God.
So the damn thing's up there. You see, like, this jet at eye level and stuff like that, the cameras.
Oh, no.
That's funny. And scary.
Yes, very.
All right. So here we are. This guy is flying his quadcopter on a beach.
Yeah, he's
in Connecticut. The woman's not pleased.
No, she called the police, and then when the police didn't respond in seconds, she attacked the man.
How'd she know who it was?
She could see the guy with the remote controls, you know. And
oh wait, so all right. Oh, so the beach is close to where this guy's doing it.
Yeah, well, he's on the beach.
Oh, he's on the beach,
and I believe it is a public beach.
Yeah.
I remember the side. Well,
he's on the beach. It's flying beach. Back and forth.
Well, why can't a copter fly there? It seems reasonable. He's having beach fun.
Yeah.
Well, she says, he's taking pictures of people on the beach with a helicopter plane.
Really? How many hotties do you think are on a Connecticut beach? This isn't Miami. Really? Miami, there's a reason to have one of these quadcopters.
Yeah, what does he think? He's going to film scenes for the opening of Miami Vice? It's a bunch of spinsters and some wasps lying there, all pale white. You really?
Ugh. I mean, really? Exactly. I mean, even the bikers going, we wouldn't let them ride.
No.
But now you're both supposing that that's what he was doing.
Well, yes. Well, why else would he?
Okay.
Why else would you?
So she's like, can you guys hurry? I talked to him, but just come. So seconds later, she attacked
him. And it's hard
him.
To do that on command.
Seconds later.
Mr. Dixon.
Listen to the clips. Or be like Trucker Tom and have every show memorized.
So the man was recording the encounter on his iPhone as a quadcopter was flying overhead.
Oh, wait. So he's got a quadcopter. The recording nonsense, and he's got this woman screaming at him that he's recording. Did she pick up the recording? Was she aware of this?
She was not aware.
Really?
She's not because he captured her clawing at his face and pulling at his shirt. You want to take pictures? She asked him.
Was she hot?
As she jammed her fingers into his mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to see how it feels when the police come. And then she had the audacity to tell him, let go of me, while she was ripping him up.
Wait, what?
She yelled at him, let go of me, as she was all over
now,
him.
And I know the story because it's recent. It's all on film.
Yeah.
She attacked me. The cops are going, no, she didn't. Yes. You attacked him, you lunatic.
So he said, if you wouldn't be assaulting me, I wouldn't be touching you.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden the guy taking the pictures, the pictures are no longer the issue in this story.
No, he's being attacked by this nut.
So she goes, he's taking pictures of people on the beach. I'm going to kick your ass, you little motherfucker.
Now this is on the beach. Has anybody else seen this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody's seeing it.
So she's not in stealth mode.
No.
Yeah, for like a Brahma bull in the middle of China, you know?
So he says, can someone call the cops? I'm being assaulted. Help. So the police arrive and arrested her for assault and in the third degree and breach of the peace. So this happened.
I think the peace has been breached.
So now here's the update. The guy who was flying the drone says, I went to a nearby beach that's a whopping 2 miles long. I set up. I talked to some people who were curious about what he was doing. And he demonstrated the loiter feature, which I guess makes it just like pause in one
loiter
moment.
Loiter feature, yeah. You could set it and it'll just hover. And it will stay there until you bring it down.
It's funny. I drove by 7-Eleven and there were six of them hanging outside.
Ah.
Just a bunch of quadcopters loitering. Get out of here, you copters.
He said,
going to pick up landscaping work.
That'd be the Home Depot, Joe.
So he said,
the quadcopters that hang out at the 7-Eleven, they're 15-year-old copters. There's no place else for them to hang out. And then you guys just trying to sell Slurpees all pissed off because nobody will come in
now. The cops show up. If you want to fly here, you'll have to move along.
Nothing to see here. Well, no, clearly we have a camera.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, there's plenty to see. You don't know what he's doing to those Slurpees.
The loiter feature. It doesn't even sound nice.
No, it doesn't. He said, I never went below 50 feet save for takeoff and landing, and then at the end of the flight, some crazy lady came over and started taking pictures of me and dialed 911 for the third time in 15 minutes and said something to the effect of, there's a guy here taking pictures at the beach with a helicopter plane.
Was this woman attractive?
Not particularly. She's plain Jane.
All right. Plain. I mean, she fat?
No, not particularly. No. No. She just went mental on the guy.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if you're average, aren't you flattering yourself a little bit?
Well, no, I think that she was just paranoid.
Like, I don't think, if somebody's taking pictures of me, I think they're confused.
You don't know what they're going to do with pictures. You're not necessarily
confused.
Yeah, because I'm not so, oh, look at this piece of ass. And I'm not somebody who's so heinous to go, can you believe this beast was trolling around on the beach?
Right. But it, one or the other, now you're going to be mad.
When you're in the middle.
She didn't fall into the spank bank material, and she didn't fall into the heinous beast. I can't wait to upload this to YouTube. Made fun of her. Part either, so I'm not really sure what she was upset about.
I'm just thinking the next time we do a gig and some people come up to the show, can we take a picture? And we go, yeah, you must be confused.
I pretty much said that on occasion. Like, really?
It's like, me? Are you?
I told you, I still get shocked, whether it be the radio. That's shocked, but it's flattering and bewildering at the same time. With the radio, when people say they're nervous around me, or with the comedy when they want to take a picture, because I don't think of myself that way. But yeah, but you're performing, so I get that. If you're walking on the beach, settle your ass down. You're not a celebrity walking on. If you're a nobody at home, you're still a nobody on the beach.
Well, yeah. Tom says, because I only saw, they took that video down where I was looking. And so Tom says, no, this broad was a bruiser, not a looker at all. And he goes,
and Tom knows about bruises. He smacked around a couple bitches.
He knows. And he goes, Harold, there's that goddamn chopper again.
So she's got a man.
I don't know.
She doesn't have a man. She probably has cats.
Hey.
Well, let's be honest. If you didn't trick Mr. Helix, could be you.
I know, it could be. It totally could have been me.
So I guess the question is, where does this fall on the list?
Exactly.
Well, it's clearly above one, the plastic surgery women.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's just doing it to herself.
Who's number two? Women. What's number two?
Well, number two we decided was Britney Spears, head shave and meltdown crazy.
I'm thinking three. Thinking Lohan-ish.
I'm not. I'm thinking Courtney Love.
Thinking four.
Four? Yeah. Sloppy, big mouth, embarrassing to her family kind of crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is embarrassing if she still has kin. she hasn't scared them off yet.
Clam! She's out on the beach again, Clam! Yeah, King spoke hard.
You know, the reason that, you know, she was violent. That takes it to another level, though,
yeah,
violence.
Yeah, it sure does.
I can live with that. I mean, but I just feel like we're going to find so many other fours.
You know what? There's a lot of leeway in four, but four is a pretty big category, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that whole Courtney Love kind of, it's just like crazy. Now, you might well say, well, she attacked. Wouldn't it be like that Glenn Close kind of
thing? No, nobody died.
No, and that's more like premeditated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More off the cuff.
That's,
you know,
way
saying?
More creepy.
Good point.
Yeah.
The meditation is a good point.
Yeah. That's way more creepy and stalkery.
Right.
No, I was thinking, actually, someplace between like three, when I thought Britney Spears was three, the head shaving meltdown crazy, but she isn't a big mouth and attacking people. She was just melting down herself. So I was like right into Courtney Love material.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
Number four. Because she's screeching and carrying on.
Well, all right. So four.
There you
so
go.
Four. There we go. So, lady who does not like her picture taken on the beach. You're a Courtney Love.
You're
wannabe.
A Courtney Love. Connecticut zilch. You're a Courtney Love. Mazel tov. Congratulations.
God help us all. Tom was also thinking Courtney Love.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's got all the characteristics.
He goes, that's a class four psycho bitch if I ever heard one. No, exactly.
I got to say, I like the bitches be crazy.
I like the bitches be crazy bit too.
Thank you.
Now, my friend, I think the bit lived up to the intro.
I agree.
There you go.
Well, see? Agree.
Right
yeah.
on.
So this will be like Drunks in the News. We'll bring it out sometimes.
Yeah, right. we find especially heinous, drunken, crazy bitch. We have
doesn't
to
have to
bring
be drunken.
No,
just crazy bitch.
Crazy bitch.
Bitches
be crazy.
Yeah. This bitch was crazy.
She was.
That is a crazy bitch. All right, very good. Very good, you two. Very impressed.
Thank
good
you both,
thank
man.
You.
Why you got to use that voice? Pip thinks she's at home on the plantation.
Oh, dear God.
All right, should we, let me find my theme song here.
All right.
There we go. Where am I? Here we go.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Classic. Classic. That's been with us for a while.
Yes.
We're taking that many places.
The war might be close to 100 years old, but doesn't mean the Nazis are.
No.
All right. So Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, so what about him?
So there's this Alabama-based Lifesavers Ministries. Never heard of them.
Right.
Has admitted that it was probably a poor decision to select a quote from Adolf Hitler for use on a billboard supporting children's education. They're saying, my bad.
That's a big old, oh, you think moment.
Oops, it's Alabama, so you graded on a curve. So the large sign depicted a diverse group of smiling kids, and right there Hitler would be very upset. Diverse group, he's not looking for that. A diverse group of smiling kids incongruously declared, he alone who owns the youth gains the future. Attributing the quote to Adolf Hitler. Hitler said the phrase in 1935 during his speech at the Reichsparteitag in order to encourage young people to join the Hitler Youth. What a perfect quote for a church on a billboard.
On the billboard, did it say?
Yes, it said Adolf Hitler.
It did?
Yes.
It's not churches like they didn't
be
know.
Crazy.
I read it. And I'm like, they could never do it. So I'm about to go, well, it's a really, it's a very good Bible quote. They really shouldn't equate it to Hitler. You know, it's part of the, there's a bunch of listings they get. Stop. When you put Hitler on the billboard, you lost the church.
Do you have
sorry,
a screen
your
is...
own.
So, so, Joe, this is not the left wing taking away our freedoms.
It was just about to be. Nitwits put Adolf Hitler on the damn billboard. Idiots.
We almost had Joe in attack mode.
How could you know? How could you not?
I know. It's beyond words when you see. Oh. Not only did they.
What?
I know. It's not like they misappropriated the quote.
Nope.
And thought it was from somebody.
Anybody that was ready to hear Joe Curry's freedom of speech rant again, well, we just canceled it. You can't put Adolf Hitler on a billboard.
You can
Jews have died.
Yes.
You can download last year's show if you want to hear Joe's speech about freedoms. But
you can download last week's show.
That's what I'm saying.
Also look at the quotes today on Facebook. Somebody's picking my side.
Below the Hitler quote was the Bible verse which said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it.
Adolf Hitler, what are you doing?
I know.
What are you doing?
All right.
I couldn't find anybody else who was more.
If it was just the quote, I would have sat here and argued, it's a Bible quote. We need to look above that. This is a good quote. It's about raising children well, teaching children well. But you know what?
Actually, I don't really like... I'll tell you what I don't like about the quote.
Okay.
First of all, like I said, Hitler would not approve. You got the verse, children. Anyway. I don't like
He'd
this...
He'd be upset because he's got the credit, too. I hope he...
Hitler was not one of the founders of Benetton?
No. He alone who owns the youth gains the future. That's a very... To me... It's a very sinister quote.
Very controlling.
Yeah, exactly. Very controlling and owning the youth.
Yes,
You know, when you really look at that quote, I get the church wants to control you. But I don't like that for it to be an education quote. It's kind of a creepy quote.
It is, rather.
And then when you find out where it comes from, I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense.
And then when you find out that they knew where it came from.
But you want to know something? Even in the eyes of the church, he alone who owns the youth, it's almost the same thing where, you know, the church owns you. And your beliefs are pounded into you, where your beliefs should be from a free spirit going, hey, this is the way I want to follow, and I'll make my own decisions whether I want to follow it.
Actually, but that's not what the church teaches. What most church teaches teach is that you will follow this, and you will not question it. Don't tap the rock twice there.
Yes.
You know.
That exactly. He who owns the youth.
Yeah, you know.
So we agree that... Even forgetting where the quote came from, if you really analyze that quote, it's really not a great quote.
No.
It's kind of creepy.
It is a little bit.
And it really, Lou, with the church, I know it's a Catholic church, a little different. Do you really want the church owning any kid's ass?
No. I would actually cross my kids to the other side of the street when we're coming close to the church.
Yeah.
If we're going for a little stroll.
Yeah. You know, then they had to give different versions of that quote in different translations.
Okay.
You know, it start off children on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they'll not turn from it. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it. You know, the way it's broken down in the different translations is more appropriate than it's actually stated in the Bible verse.
it wasn't a Bible verse. Which are you talking the Bible verse that they had?
It sounds a lot more appeasing than the actual Bible verse.
This church might do great work. They might. I know nothing about this church.
How do we know?
That being said, I can't take a church seriously that willfully quotes Adolf Hitler. I can't take you seriously. I'm sorry. when you look at Adolf Hitler, go, we should put that on a billboard. You kind of lose a little bit of cred.
Well, you know, back in the days when I actually believed in these things,
Adolf Hitler, he's real.
No, not him.
I've seen movies.
I believe in him. But back in the day when I was actually religious, I belonged to the Episcopal Church. And unbeknownst to most people who don't know their history, the Episcopal Church was founded by King Henry VIII.
Really? You know what's funny? Could you imagine Porky the Pig trying to say Episcopal? A Protestant.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is a preschool, right? This is a preschool.
Yeah.
So, like, are they reading the children tales from Mother Goose Step?
That's very good.
I got to ask you guys, what do you think those kids are really baking in their Easy Bake Ovens? I mean, this is not, I mean, I don't want those cupcakes.
No.
They're neighbors.
But I did find some of their textbooks from this preschool.
Okay.
So here's, I found a math problem because they're trying to teach these kids. You want to teach the kids.
Oh,
so
math,
I want to see if you want to see if you guys can get this correct.
All right, let's see if we can do the math.
Nobody has to eat anything terrible if you get it wrong or anything
like
that.
But, you know. Oh, good.
All right. So, if two Jews save a kitty from being stuck in a tree, and one Jew throws a rock and breaks a window, how many good Jews do you have?
None.
Joe's right. None. There's no such thing as a good Jew.
Oh, you want to use a number? Nine.
Nine. No.
So Joe has obviously graduated from this preschool.
He can do math and speak German.
Very good, Joe. You're absolutely right. There's no such thing as a good Jew, which really is the message.
Oh, my God.
That apparently this preschool is trying to get across.
Absolutely.
So send your kids there. Go. Good luck with that.
And, you know, they do sit around and watch episode after episode of Thomas the Train, or they think it's Thomas.
All aboard. No, Mommy!
And you just see Thomas the Train's, like, as all the Jews get off, you just see him shift his eyes.
And it has a little, quote-unquote, coal stain underneath his nose.
Where are we going, Thomas? We are going to the camp.
Yay!
Well, I guess Daddy's throwing away all of Skylar's Thomas the Trains for this show.
Just in case they get ideas. Yeah, that's not good.
Honey, get away from them. I don't want you playing with them.
Bikers aren't looking so bad right about now, are they?
Well, maybe now the bikers are still Thomas the Tank Engine.
But
these events.
It just shows you how clueless these people are. James Endereg, founder of the LSM, told the Columbus Ledger Inquirer that he was taking down the sign and certainly never intended to cause confusion. How could you? There's no confusion.
It was on the damn quote.
Cause confusion.
There's no confusion here.
No,
your motives are perfectly clear.
That's sort of on the lines of sun, hot. I mean, there is no confusion there.
Something else a church might say: sun, hot.
No, that's the Catholics, not this branch.
Now the kid touch is looking better.
Tom says, a church quoting Hitler, what's next? Hindus sponsoring the Beef Council? Yeah. Jews for pork?
That's called Jews.
That's Jews for pork. Even the Jews like bacon. They're just not allowed to have it.
Oh, Tom. The kid loves turkey bacon.
Oh, yeah?
The kid loves turkey bacon. I said, told my wife, I said, don't you dare give her the real stuff. She's already unleashed ham on the child.
Oh, really?
Well, the child loves the ham.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I've never had ham.
You've never?
I've never had ham.
Oh.
You were pretty much brought up in an Orthodox home.
I was brought up in an Orthodox home.
But I thought maybe you would have strayed.
Oh, I've strayed.
I've had bacon, right?
Hey, I haven't had bacon either. Bacon seems tempting because that seems like it would be delicious.
Oh,
there is nothing.
Dude,
there
you
is
have
nothing
no
appealing
idea.
About ham. Pink meat, unless it's a vagina,
is
not appealing to me.
That is good.
Oh, that's a new thing to bring
you
up.
You ever put a pineapple on a vagina? Delicious.
I would, both juicy.
Honey, would you like a ham sandwich? Wink, wink.
Funny.
No, not spam. I don't like her. She's a phony.
Got the sperm on the spam.
Ah.
Sperm and spam.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you. I if you look close, you saw me putting my soapbox back in the closet.
Yeah, you were like, you packed it up.
It was on the billboard.
This cop, nothing to see here.
No,
keep
right
it moving,
back.
Folks. Won't be crazy today.
Won't be this now.
Where is he? Courtney Love, Britney Spears. Nope, none of that.
Oh, well, wow. Joe, we're so sorry to that we couldn't have you spitting.
Yeah,
screaming
no,
out.
There's nothing to say there.
It's amazing what happens when you read a whole article.
Yeah.
Or a whole billboard.
Well,
I mean, that's
let
right
me say
there.
Something. It's amazing when you read a whole article. Sometimes you will read it, and you could go, maybe I'm not getting this. For the simple fact, nobody could be that stupid.
Right.
You know?
Well, right. They can.
But you wouldn't think that. So if you read it, you're like, no, you can't. That's
look,
why I questioned you that or not, because I'm like, what?
Well, look.
Why would the, you know?
I'll fess up. And while I was working on
you're
the bit.
Nazi?
No. 9.
It's the glasses, right?
Well, it's looking on the
page. Giveaway.
It's the glasses. My contacts were bothering me.
You poor baby.
Yes. And while I was working on the bit for Bitches Be Crazy, yeah. I found this great Bitches Be Crazy. And just before the show, I found out that it was a hoax. And I had to scramble a little bit. But the thing was, I'm doing the math.
A minute before a show as well.
Right.
Terrestrial one, yeah.
It's like, whoopsie.
And that was a terrestrial one.
Stupid shows up late and then unloads data on me. Can't find the stupid station in his home damn town.
That was embarrassing, yes.
And then the hoax.
You know what? Yeah, it was pretty amazing because I went, you know what? The math wasn't working out, but I wasn't really questioning it too much. But just like you read something, you go, how could that possibly be?
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And the way the story's written, it would be like it's a debate about, even though Hitler said that, you know, it's a Bible quote. Is it wrong to say?
Right.
Well, it is when you quote
Hitler. When you put on it that it's like, yeah, Hitler.
Well, you don't
want to
plagiarize.
This quote.
You got to give credit where credit's due.
Our mission statement, Hitler approved.
That would be immoral.
Yeah.
Yes. I am Adolf Hitler, and I support this message.
Please see the truth.
Funny. Funny. But you can see the tough situation the church was in.
Oh,
I mean, people are going to bitch if you give Adolf Hitler the credit, and people are going to bitch if you try to cover it up. I mean, clearly you have to use that quote. Damn, really, the church couldn't win.
Because there was no other quote
available.
No
other
quote. The universe.
Somebody had to go past that from the church and go, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
I went, what?
Isn't it the lady who brings the cupcakes and stuff even going to go, oh my goodness.
Right. You know,
no. Somebody.
At least Alabama. The Home Depot would get some white paint.
I'm going to go on record right now. Alabama, full of Nazis. You heard it here. All right, let's move on. Should we move on?
Yes, yeah. We should.
Haven't done this in a while. A little drunks in the news.
Yay. It's not about you, Joe.
It will be probably next week.
Yeah, we might be there with you.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right. Now we haven't even done this in even longer. I forgot about this. The Benjamin Franklin Drunk Dictionary.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, one of our founding fathers.
Yes.
Who had some venereal diseases, also had a fondness for the booze, and he had made up his own dictionary. I don't know if I've used this one before. It's been so long. I didn't think so, but now that I'm looking at it,
I'm not sure what letter we left off on.
Well, the thing is with the dictionary, it doesn't really go alphabetically in some cases.
Oh, so screw it. Whichever one you want.
Like, this was under C, but it starts with an H.
You know what?
So it's right in that.
Exactly.
Ben had a lot of beer that day.
Yeah. Well, here it goes. From our founding father, Benjamin Franklin. He cuts his capers.
If
you're drunk, he cuts his capers. This weekend, Joe Curry, he will have cut his capers.
No, I think the week before.
That sounds so strange. I mean, I know.
Have we used it?
No, but we were talking about those little like salty ball things that go into different recipes, right? Not like he cut short his capers. He was about to take his flight off of a building, and he cut that caper short. No, it's like he cuts his capers. Those little
things
salty
that
ball things.
Salty balls.
Salty balls.
what I have after the gym? Anyway,
that's what would a Pip Helix solo show would sound like.
Not exactly. Worse.
That positive.
Cat talk.
Positive.
No, I'm positive. That's what it sounds like.
Trucker Trump says, like drunks do anything in order.
I'm going to take. I think that was inspirational. What you said.
Thank you.
And you're full of shit.
I know.
Love your billboard. Anyway. So there's this DUI checkpoint. And there's this man down the block holding up a sign that says, checkpoint ahead. Turn now.
Yeah.
Cops didn't like this.
No.
Cops arrest him.
Spoil his fun and games.
He's fighting it, saying it's against his freedom of speech.
He's right.
We'll get there. First of all, I'll
be in the car. I got a soapbox.
Yeah.
Didn't you pack it away already?
If I knew I was going to the store, I would let the damn thing out. All right.
leave it out until 9:30. You never know.
9:30, 9:45. During the meeting at 10.
The phone call on the way home.
At work the next day if he goes on Facebook.
Emails at 10:30.
I'll tell you what. Joe is closer with his soapbox than he is with his wife. They spend more time together. They probably share more time in bed together.
Your point is?
Nothing. No point. All right. So, do checkpoints, DUI checkpoints, serve a public good?
Yes.
Joe?
You know what, though? It just seems...
It's a yes or no.
No.
It's a yes. No, they don't.
No.
They do serve a public good, because you do catch alcoholics.
Yeah, they do.
You do catch drunk drivers.
You do.
I'm not really a fan of them, but...
I don't like going through them.
Can I ask you a question? How do you feel on stop and frisk?
Not really a big fan, because I think that has to be just cause. Now, I know they've had a lot of good...
It's the same thing as these DUI checkpoints.
Right, but I'm consistent. I'm not really a fan of them.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Doesn't mean I'm right. Mm. Just means I don't personally like it.
Yeah.
I find them inconvenient. You know how hard it is to do a 3-point turn when you blitzed? I mean, no. Really.
When you're taking up old Sadie's hedges, they know.
Yeah, you're just causing accidents. These cops are causing accidents.
How do you feel?
Irreparable fence damage.
Sure. Now Joe has to go and build them again.
Yeah.
Because he used to build.
Yeah, I know.
They're not all going to win.
Tom says, stop and frisk. Hot.
Creep.
With two T's.
Crip. What's the matter, Joe? I thought you had a point. That's why I stopped what
I was
doing.
I did, but I don't know if I'm going to go. I think I'm going off topic, but I'm going to say it anyway.
why would topic stop you?
Sorry. What about a regular checkpoint when they're checking for registrations and stuff?
Those
like
are annoying,
that?
Too. It's
yeah,
the same
very
thing.
Annoying.
It's
the same
thing.
It's a money grab.
Like Nazi
money grab.
German. It seems very Nazi Germany.
But the
Germany.
DUI thing, I think, is better than the registration thing. Because the registration thing is just a financial money grab.
Yeah.
The DUI thing, they are actually saving lives.
And they're also looking for that, too. I mean, they're also looking for that.
Yeah, I mean, they're into.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still fleecing for. Don't sell yourself short. I mean, it's nice they're doing that, but they're fleecing more for money than DUI.
So, I mean, is he right that this violates his freedom of speech? See, I don't think he is, and I'll tell you why. If you think a DUI checkpoint is a public good,
right?
You have a freedom of speech, but it's not absolute. Like, you can't yell
fire in a theater,
as everybody likes to say. Because that would hurt the public good. You could have a stampede. If you think that DUI checkpoints save lives,
right,
then that takes precedence over this guy's right for freedom of speech. And this is going to court, so we'll find
right.
out.
And the interesting the interesting thing about this is what our opinions are fine. But I'm interested what the law says on that.
Well, he's going to fight it.
What will be the, you know, what the law says on that? Was he hindering? If they go, well, you were hindering the enforcement of a law.
Well, that's what it's going to be. Because if you're, you know, whatever your point is,
yeah,
you're hindering that. Potentially, you're letting alcoholics get away. Now, that being said, you know what? If you're really blitzed, it's kind of hard to read and drive at the same time.
What do you
they're not going to see the sign.
Read the sign?
Ducks ahead. I like ducks.
Cute. I mean, he might turn his car into the tree before the DUI checkpoint, in which case the cops will go, oh, you're caught.
Yeah. Also,
I'm sorry, the chat room, they say that obstructing justice, and Tom says, yeah, that could be obstruction. I'm like, yeah, those little ducks are obstructing my way.
So I, you know, so
positive,
I,
Joe. Positive.
Yeah,
positive.
Know, in my rebel way. Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
say
you're an animal.
freedom of speech thing, but no, you know, looking at the law, if they do deem it, it could be a hindrance. Also, another thing, in Truck of Time, you probably see this all the time. When you see a cop, you're going in one direction, and you see a cop on the side of the road, mm-hmm. and you go down the road, and you flash your lights.
Just going to bring that up.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be freedom of speech too?
No.
Sure, it would.
No, it's not.
If money is speech. As the court has ruled, which is why corporations can now donate as much as they want. If money is speech, why wouldn't flashing your high beams be speech?
Yeah, but that's I think by the same rule that you are obstructing their.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, that's not illegal. I've never heard.
Well, I think it is.
You can get a ticket for doing that.
I think in some states it is.
Because
on the same precedence of
well, you're hoping that there's not actually a cop there, otherwise you wouldn't flash your high beams because they see.
Well, cops have pointed this out to me that, you know, just when they're sitting there on the side of the road, they're not necessarily just doing the radar gun or that sort of thing.
No, they're cranking them out.
No. Besides that.
Hey, can you see the sock with a police hat on?
I was going to go to ride along.
A little badge.
Joe, I'm sorry. I can't refuse a man in uniform. I'm riding up.
You actually make him a cop. He's got a cop. I'm a sock with a badge and a gun. Yeah.
I'm not riding along. I'm riding up and down and up and down.
Sorry. Joe, you were kind of boring. You should see the shit I did out. Oh, officer.
Oh, officer. Let's stop and frisk. Woo-hoo.
cops. We joined the men and women in socks of law enforcement.
Sergeant, can you fist me?
If I hold myself over the top, is that obstruction?
You see the slop towel get pulled over. He gives a PBA card the sock gave to him. I got a friend in the
sock.
Thanks, slop towel.
I got a friend in the job.
Oh, I see. There's a slop towel. Big fan. Oh, yeah. He's in with the detectives. He always finds shit.
No, it's Officer Sock. You're getting all confused.
Officer Sock. That's his name.
Officer Sock.
Officer Sock.
But anyway, the cops were saying that sometimes they're sitting there, so, like maybe there's an Amber Alert or something like that, and they're sitting there waiting for a car coming down the street, and then you're there, blinkety, blinkety, there's a speed trap. And
yeah,
it's
but
like,
if it's on
no.
a highway, there's no place to turn off.
No, not a highway, on local roads.
Let's be honest. The cops are the enemy a lot of times.
Oh.
It's like, you know
yeah,
what?
I know.
Like you're a big tuna in the sea, and the cops are sharks.
I'm a big tuna. Wait a minute.
No, but right.
and the thing about it is,
shower.
That's how we look at them.
Right.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, it's a two-way talk. Because the cops, they're there to bust, you know, to make money. And try
to they're there to bust your balls.
Joe, is that the soapbox you want to get on?
That was so obvious.
Joe tries the backpedal and it's not allowed.
How much have you had, sir?
Hit the spikes with that backpedaling, did
you? You had to bust my balls.
But a lot of times with, you know, if you talk
to... You know why I pulled you over? To bust my balls.
Step out of the car, please.
Yes, and in the back of this
And
one.
Your little friends, too.
Shut up. Shut up, you two. Don't show them the PBA card. You don't give a shit. But it's, you know, a lot of times when the cops have to go... Because my brother, you think I'm on my soapbox? My brother, holy cow. And a lot of the time... Oh, these cops. I go, well, a lot of times the cops have to go out, and the sergeant is on their back because the lieutenant is on their back, the commissioner is on their back, because the politicians want them out there trying to get tickets and stuff to show people. For money, the regular foot cops really don't feel like running around dealing with this stuff.
No.
But they're under pressure. It's, you know, shit rolls
down. It's a money grab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if they say... It's going to be hard. I mean, are they going to outlaw the flashing? I mean, I don't know.
I'm not surprised if it's already...
Maybe, you know what? Maybe they get you on, like, an unsafe operating vehicle because you could blind somebody. Maybe they can get you on that. Because if you're flashing your high beams, theoretically you can distract somebody.
And the funny thing is, if you try to enforce it in court, you go into court and it's like, well, you were flashing your high beams after you, passed the police car. Anything that is beyond a reasonable doubt. I was trying to signal to get another lane. I wanted to just check my highs.
Yeah, but in traffic court, it's your word versus the cops, and the cops, you know, usually is weighted a little heavier.
Well, what they'll tell you,
the burden of proof is different.
Right, the burden of proof is different because what they tell you, well, you'll have to come back to another court date, and usually the DA finds on the side of the town or whatever.
Sure,
especially because
you're not going to have a lot of plausible reasons in the middle of the day to be flashing your high beams over and over again when you just passed a cop. There's not really a lot of plausible reason for doing it.
So if you're sober, and you see this sign, and you can avoid the checkpoint, are you avoiding it?
Not if I'm sober.
Depends
I'm
how
gonna go.
You know what? It depends. It depends how close you are to it. You know, if you could go.
Well, you can't do it in front of them, Joe. If you peel, out like Luke Duke, they're gonna notice.
You know, Boss Hogg's on my ass. I wonder why.
You know, yeah, I know, but basically, it's pretty close. You know, and you got to stay. And, you know, usually you keep. You know, if you're sober and everything is up to date. Mm-hmm.
I get very annoyed because they do it all the time in Sugarloaf, that little town that you guys go through.
Yes.
I get very annoyed.
I don't go through that town.
I get very annoyed at these checkpoints, but I'm probably not turning around. I'm probably muttering underneath my breath.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably going to go through it.
I'm going
to
go through
now,
it.
Now, if I'm drunk and I can read, I might have to reconsider.
If I was wondering.
In that case, this guy's really a zero, not a hero, because he's enabling, you know,
drunks.
Potentially drunks, potentially dangerous drivers. To go on mayhem, and not drunk drivers, they're not very safe.
No.
So,
no.
I think this guy is a zero instead of a hero. I mean, listen, I don't like cop ball busting.
No.
You know, as I say, I love the cops who protect us, hate the ones that are waiting on the side of the road to, you know, give us tickets, whatever.
Yeah.
But, potentially, he's causing a menace to society.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I mean, because an alcohol, I mean, listen, you got to catch these guys.
It's like, look, everybody has had a moment where they had one drink too many, and they're like, gee, I wonder if I'm okay to drive. and they throw the dice. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but back in the day, I've done that, and I wonder if I got stopped right now, would I be considered, you know, illegal? Because 0.08 is kind of a low threshold.
And you're Mexican.
Well, besides that, besides my minority status, and but there have been moments where it's like I'm going to go through one of those, and I'm going, oh my God, do I have my insurance card in the car? You know, but those are annoyance things when they're picking you up and giving you tickets for stupid things like you didn't have the card in the car.
Yeah, or your paperwork.
You know, your paperwork is out of date. I forgot to get inspected,
what's
whatever.
What the hooker doing in the car?
Yeah, well,
I got a dead body in the back.
I had those checkpoints one time, and my car was new, about maybe a year and a half old.
Right.
And the guy goes, pull over. And I go, what's the problem? He goes, your registration's your inspections and stuff expired. And I'm like, what's a new car? I thought it was good. I go, well, you got to keep on top of that. And I go, well, let me ask you a question. You got a new car? And he goes, yeah, relatively new. I go, when's the inspection up? And he looks at me, he goes, look, the sergeant's looking at us. He's been a prick all morning long. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
All right. On that one, we're going to take our first break. Our last break, I should say. And we'll be back in a few minutes with our with scammer stuff with Ann Jackson. And the story, some brutal truth coming your way.
Right on.
Stick with us. Come on back.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejams.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.